My name is Jordan Rice. I'm playing the role of an 11-year-old named Denise McNair, born on November 17th, 1951. Her full name was Carol Denise McNair, but everybody called her Niecy. And she was born in Jefferson, in Alabama. She was the daughter of a Photoshop owner named Chris, and her mom was a school teacher named Maxine. She would have these short plays in her front yard and would let lots of people in the neighborhood come. And usually it would be doing it for a cause. So since she wanted to be a doctor, she would have stuff on for muscular dystrophy or brain disorder, and she would raise money for that to help little kids. So when she got older, she would have a plan to do stuff like that. In this scene, she is talking to her mother and friends about what she wants to do and how she's going to study for her job of being a doctor. This book has so much information. Now I finally know what I have to do if I want to become the best doctor ever. Develop a strong love for children and a lot of patience in working with them. Check. Start in high school by being an above average student. Check. Study hard your 4 years of college, as you must have excellent grades for medical school. Okay. Prepare for 4 years of difficulty study and medical school. Course it won't be totally easy. Score high on the National Medical Board exams to qualify and get a good position in a pediatric training program. Sure. Complete a 1 year pediatric internship. Finish your course of preparation with a 2 year residency. Prepare for a second round of National Medical Board exams. Watching a child grow and develop and helping him become a healthy adult is highly rewarding and fulfilling work. But the responsibility for the care of babies and young children can be overwhelming. One thing I should practice is delivering bad news to my patients. I'm worried about his elevated blood levels. Okay. Well, for me to read as Denise McNair and get the opportunity to do this, I'm trying to, like, I know I'm a kid and everything, but it's hard. So when you say, I want you to sound more like a kid, but when you actually go and do the research and find and watch her parents and her friends talk about her, it's easy to shape out how she would sound and what her personality would be more like, so you could incorporate that into your acting.